online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads from over 200 countries and your number one source in after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans. Producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows. Interviewing celebrities and showrunners. And bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
That was a beautiful duet, you guys.
That was fantastic.
Now, normally, I would do that solo.
I know, but I've just...
But you guys have joined in. It's okay. I'm not mad. I'm not bitter. It sounded great.
I was getting jealous.
We are a new group called The Buzzers.
Yeah.
We will be touring citywide in all of your favorite bars.
Small city-wise.
Yeah.
Small city-wise. Well, hey, guys. Welcome to this week's Reclap of Dance Moms. We're on season 4, episode 27, The Understudies.
Understudy.
I don't know. I mean, what was your first impression with that title?
Well, who are you first?
I'm Lexi. Sorry.
Lexi's in the hot seat, so this is all new.
Yeah, is that burning over there, Lexi? Psst.
It is. It's kind of hot.
Yeah.
So, and then to my far, far, far left.
Hello, everyone. I am still Candace Camacho. Hey, where are you going?
Hi, I'm Tony Moore.
Your AfterBuzz logo isn't showing, just so you know.
Well, they know where we are.
Turn that sexy cup of water around.
Well, then that's weird because
AfterBuzz logo. So that now all
gotta
of a sudden you're
the brand.
Hand.
But I don't hold it. Okay.
Yeah, that's better for your brain, though, to like pick things up with your non-dominant hand.
Is it?
I'm confused.
Okay, so what did you guys think of that title? I
knew who the understudies were going to be before the show even started. I knew Chloe was going to be one.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, I knew Maddie wasn't going to be one, and I guess Kendall was going to be one, so
of course.
Honestly, Lifetime, no surprises there.
Yeah, I was just kind of like, I wonder what this is going to be like. And then I kind of felt like it's kind of like a lesson in, like, you know, how they do in, like, theater world, where, like, there's, you know, the main person, but then they have, like, their understudies. And, have to learn it, like,
very
just
theatrical.
In case. Yeah.
Yeah, but see, that's the thing, Tony. That's in, like, proper theater.
Right.
This is reality TV where there's no rules and nothing is proper. So they're called understudies, but they're really not understudying anything. They're really just having to learn the routine perfectly just because. And we all know that, you know.
They learned it.
There are some
understudies,
yeah,
who are on Broadway who have never done the role, but they know it.
Right, but they have the opportunity to one day do the role.
That's true.
These girls were never going to have the opportunity to do these dances.
I just think it's weird as 12-year-olds to have understudies. You know, like, it just doesn't make sense to
me. It's a TV show. Of course they're going to do crazy things. I mean, who is Dance Moms?
there's no reasoning.
There's no rhyme or reason.
It's just
meant for our entertainment and joy and to build the drama.
Mm-hmm.
Drama
like
bit.
With the drums.
Yeah.
The movements.
Yes.
Absolutely. Yes. All right. So we start out, and the main girls are back, and it's just the 5 girls, finally.
All co-stars and guest starring roles are done, and contracts have been fulfilled.
As far as we know.
They are all resting in their hotels. I'm kidding. I don't know that for sure, but I'm pretty sure somebody's going to correct me down in the comments.
Somebody somewhere has researched exactly what is happening exactly.
Mm-hmm. Just for the record, this is the amount of research. Highlights. We do our research.
We do.
We work hard.
No, you don't.
I've watched the show twice. How many times did you watch it?
Okay, listen, I am a Dance Moms pro. I watch it once, and I make my notes. Apparently, y'all don't take notes, according to the comments that I read.
Right. Apparently, we don't take notes or watch the show.
We're just kidding. We love you guys.
We do love you guys. We do. We do love you guys. We're bitter. Because apparently, y'all don't love us.
But we love you.
If you love us, you could comment in the comments. Ooh,
I remember when I used to love saying that line. Now I'm nervous. There's no telling what comment is going
to
end up at
the end. Be nice to me. This is my first time leaving.
there's a comment.
Anyways, so the Tribal Council won. So Abby obviously is very happy about that. Mm-hmm. And she points out the Nationals are 2 weeks out. So everything's up in the air.
Yes.
And then moves on to the pyramid, which is starting to look a little bit
which
more.
Which is now an actual pyramid.
Yeah, finally.
Welcome back, pyramid.
Makes more sense. Thank you for coming back. And we start out with Kendall on the bottom because she was late in her counts.
Yes.
But she stood up for herself when Abby asked her.
Well, you know, she said she was just like, I was late, but I picked it right up at my kickstand, I think.
Yeah.
I thought that was good, though, that she had the gumption and the guts to...
Yeah, I noticed that quite a bit more this episode. The girls kind of speaking up or talking back several times,
and they were getting a little bit sassier.
A little bit, yeah, because they know that
it's getting old.
I mean, they're getting older, so you know, of course, you know, as you get older, you know, you start having your opinion. Look, when I was 13, I was telling people what I thought.
Oh, when you're 13, I mean, you just know, you've got
the world.
You've got a doctorate in psychology everything. And everything,
yeah,
you know.
Absolutely.
You just know everything.
So, yeah, I totally agree with that. And then we move on to Chloe, which Abby says she did fine, and she said that she had lots of acrobatics, not your forte, but you look fine.
And I thought that was a very... easy, simple critique of Chloe. Like, you know, she said that she looked fine. There wasn't anything really wrong. It's just that acro really wasn't her forte. So, something for you to work on.
Yeah, exactly. And then we have Mackenzie. She was not the expected winner last week. So, that's what happened. But then, did you see that Mackenzie made that kind of, like, face tap?
Like that,
yeah,
I know.
Hmm, yeah.
I was like, go girl.
Yeah.
Brush your shoulders off.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Shake it off. Shake it off. That's been my song all day.
I'm the pop princess.
Oh, love that song.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm the pop princess, so
don't mess with me.
Exactly. Right. I'm Max Z.
Yeah. And then the number two person is Nia.
Finally, Nia is in a different spot.
Yes. Go, Nia.
Good job, Nia.
And she said, congrats to you for leading the team, but that makes me wonder why she wasn't number one and why Maddie was.
Yeah. And Maddie is at the top of the pyramid because she won. She was the overall winner in her division for her solo. But I thought, for me personally, it was a bigger accomplishment to
be the leader
in the group dance and be the leader in a winning group dance.
Yes.
And so, therefore, I agreed with Holly. Like, it didn't make sense to me that Nia was not in the top because she did a fantastic job in that group dance. She was the leader. And they won.
And you know what? I think usually the moms are so dramatic or overly dramatic, but I think everything they said this week was completely on point.
Yeah.
For the most part.
Yeah.
So, and I'm glad that Holly started standing up for Nia.
Oh, oof. Just wait till the latter part of this episode.
All right. My goodness.
Holly does more than speak up.
Yes. Mm. And so we move on to Abby talking about the competition this week, which is Sheer Talent Competition in Wayne, New Jersey. And Kathy is rumored to be there.
Woohoo! My favorite Kathy.
The return of the candy apples.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And Gino will be doing a solo.
I don't understand why they made that such a big deal.
I don't either.
I mean, it was just...
He seemed like he could care less.
Yeah. It was just a kiss. sucks that that was your first kiss, but yeah. I mean, it was just a
kiss.
But
you're a reality star, so you've got better things.
Well, they made it such a big deal because they thought that last time they lost because of him.
Yeah.
And so they're like, well, Maddie's going to win this time to show you that the last time they lost was because they were having a duet between Maddie and Gino.
But you know what kind of annoys me at this point is that most of the dances, either the titles have a subliminal message to someone, or Abby's doing a performance or putting someone in a solo for revenge to another team.
Right. There's lots and lots of hidden messages throughout the entire, throughout every show now. With all of the solos as well.
But it's like, why not just pick a cool song or a nice, you know, choreography and not try to, like, slam someone in the meantime?
Because that ain't, you know,
that's
reality.
Not interesting.
It's not, yeah.
It's not interesting.
We're making TV here.
Yes, we are making money here. They are making money.
And this is Abby's business. And so the more wins she has,
the more slams she has,
the better her business is.
I wonder how her tweets are. I wonder how Abby's comments are.
I don't know. I guess we should be reading them.
You know what? Actually, I did read them. I read all the tweets. And some of them she would retweet like hate tweets to her in common. She'd be like, then why are you taking the time to tweet me? Why are you taking the time to watch the show? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So she had some pretty like good comebacks. But there was definitely some hate stuff in there. Like, you are awful.
I feel like we need to have a Black Eyed Peas moment. Where is the love?
Where is the love?
Love.
Love, where is the love?
Love, love.
Okay.
Love, love.
Great singing. So now Maddie is doing a solo against Gino. It's called Fool Me Once.
And we all know she's... Never mind. Sorry.
What?
What?
She's going to win.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't mean to spoil it.
Well, I mean, by
I
now they've watched it.
When you have
it,
Maddie
but...
in a solo, it's not really like spoiling. Right.
But, I mean, Maddie may or may not do the solo because of this wonderful opportunity that she has.
Right. She's going to has an opportunity to go to Miami to do a web series and be an actress, but it's up in the air, which also kind of confused me. Is Abby her manager?
I feel like yes, because last season she started wearing this shirt that's like it was like at AMC maybe, and I looked it up and it was like there's like the Abby Lee Dance Company and then there's like a management company.
Interesting.
So I believe so. I believe so.
That answers a lot of questions.
Yeah. So,
but when she announces that there's going to be understudies in case Maddie does have to go to this, she says that Kendall and Chloe are the understudies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which Chloe speaks up.
I was so happy that was a great question. Like, well, how are you going to decide between Kendall and Chloe?
Who's going to do the show?
Yeah, so I was very proud. I wrote that in my notes. I was very proud of Chloe because that shows a level of maturity. You know, it's not like being a kid and just kind of going with the flow. She had a genuine question. She knows that, you know, she can ask it. And, you know, she's old enough to be inquisitive. And she said,
right.
I would like to know how you will decide.
And I think these girls are starting to get to the age where they're understanding that there's politics involved on the show.
Definitely, yeah.
And so now they're kind of just like, all right, I want to...
Just like, whatever.
Yeah.
She got her answer and...
Exactly.
So good for her. Good for speaking up, Chloe.
Yes. And then Abby announces that the group routine is playing with matches, which is more of a subliminal message to the moms to not mess with her.
Don't cross me or you're going to get burned is what she said.
Well, I thought it was also interesting that she was like, Maddie's a lead. And then if she can't do it, there will be no lead.
What? Yeah, that was just so
weird. That was bizarre.
Yeah, it was a little bizarre to me.
Because if Nia led the pack last week, why couldn't she fill in and lead it again this week?
And
right.
And if there's three understudies for... you know, the solos, then why can't there be understudies for the lead?
Right, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, and then Abby also says, you know, because Kathy's going to be at the competition, please don't let me down.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, and then Chrissy takes another opportunity for her to compare, or says that Abby is comparing Maddie and that she's great.
I once again put Chrissy, and I know that everyone says that I hate Chrissy, and they get it. This is my problem with Chrissy, is that I feel like she is a pot stirrer. I feel like she makes comments that kind of stirs the pot a little bit. Now, the difference between her and Holly is that Holly does recognize the issue, but there's a way to say things and present things that doesn't make it seem like you're trying to, like, stir things up. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if I was like, oh, so Lexi, like, do you think Candace should really be the lead host of our AfterBuzz Reclap? But that's like,
hell yeah.
Well, you know, that's like,
of course.
But that's like stirring the pot a little bit. Right. You know what I mean? But if it was presented in another way where, you know, I don't know of an example right now, it wouldn't seem like that. And I just feel like Christy is just a pot stirrer. Like, she just wants to say stuff to, like.
Well, I think what it is that Christy kind of gets defensive from the point of she only cares about, like, Chloe's performance.
Mm-hmm.
But then Holly approached it as, why don't all the girls get this opportunity and not just Nia?
Right.
So she's sticking up for all of them and not just going to bat for her own daughter, which I think got her further.
She's very, very tactful in the way
poised.
She... Yeah, in the way she... ask questions and except I didn't agree with her take this episode on the whiteboard, but I'm sure we'll get to that.
Yes. The whiteboard. Yes. So then basically Kendall, I guess, wasn't doing as well in her performances or in the rehearsal, and Abby gets really mad and it's like, you had it in you to be up there with Maddie and be the favorite for 2 weeks and now it's gone.
Mm-hmm.
And why can't you all rise to the occasion and be like her?
Well, her lashing out at the girls is just absolutely way out of hand at this point.
Out of control.
I mean, it's just out of control. She's telling Kendall, I've been telling everybody how, you know, pointed your toes are and how great your legs are. And she's like, what happened to that? You only want to be on top for 2 weeks. And it's just like, if you were learning something new and you were being talked to that way, it's just, you would just start to feel like smaller and smaller. Like, you don't want to all of a sudden be more confident and attack the moves more. You just, you know, you go into yourself.
Yeah. Exactly. It's deflating.
Yeah.
And Nia points out, she was like, you know, Abby is really mean. It kind of just depends on the day with her.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like they're building, this is just me, my prediction, but I feel like they're building up to have, like, the close of the show. Because it's just, her comments and her drama are building up so much that it's like, where are you going to go when you're, like, way up here?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
No, you close.
I mean, they literally did a montage of her insults for, like, 30 seconds.
Yeah.
They strung together like six of her insults to the kids.
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, I think that was just to prove the point with the whole, with the whiteboard. And having the whiteboard in there. Which, I mean, yeah. I mean, this is the fourth season of Dance Moms. The way that Abby teaches and the way that Abby is has been the same. I do think that it is different when you're able to actually see it. And I thought that it was an interesting tactic that they used. I didn't like that the girls noticed it.
Right.
I felt like it was something that it should have been just more so addressed to Abby. But it started... It does become a distraction, especially to a kid. Why is everyone's name on there? Why isn't my name on there? What do those check marks mean? Like, am I doing something wrong? Am I doing something right?
Yeah.
Like,
it's just more to add.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So.
Well, and I think it would have been fine if they had just kept it on Chrissy's phone.
Yes.
Yeah.
But
it was, I mean, I'll tell you my opinion on this. It was okay when it was on Christy's phone.
Yes.
And it was a little bit more discreet. The whiteboard was completely out of context, ridiculous. It just confused the girls. And then when they brought it to the competition, that was absolutely abominable. That was absolutely ridiculous.
That was very obnoxious.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, especially when Abby noticed it and when one of the girls figured it out, I thought it was a great way for Abby to see and notice, like, hey, I do this. You know what I mean? And Holly was just kind of like, you know, it's now in your face. Like, we've noticed it for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Now this is our way of showing you, like, what we see. Yeah. Now you have a visual.
But I agree with Candace. I just think that it should have stopped after the rehearsals.
Yes.
Yeah.
So before we move on, let's talk about Birchbox.
Let's talk about Birchbox. If you want to pass me those little nifty little notes.
Little there notes, you go.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, we talked about this last week.
We did.
Yeah. But it's the coolest thing. Birchbox is an online beauty subscription. And you can have access to, you can get beauty tailored access to all, like all of your favorite products. And we're talking like Smashbox and Benefit, like all the great stuff. So you can actually try your favorite products. You know, you can get a little sample. Mm-hmm. And then when you fall in love with the sample, then you can buy the full size from Birchbox.com.
Yes.
And remember the great thing? $10 per subscription.
Yep. $10 a month. You can get samples of some lovely beauty products, which I think is good. Why? Because let's face it, beauty products are a little bit, you know, on the expensive side. Mm-hmm. And for you to purchase like a full bottle of something and realize that maybe it's not right for you or, you know, mm-hmm. it doesn't work for you, then you're kind of stuck with that bottle. And it's like, you know, I don't have a friend to give it to. I can't re-gift it. I've used it, you know.
Exactly.
But at least with Birchbox, you know, you pay the $10 a month. Mm-hmm. You get little samples. You figure out if it's something that you need, something that works for you. And then you can buy the full-size bottle of it.
Right. And you can try out skincare products, mm-hmm. hair products, mm-hmm. or makeup products.
Yes. Yeah. All products that are extremely important to not just women, but men as well.
Actually, it's so funny that we're talking about this because when I was recovering from wisdom teeth surgery, that was one of the things that I like convinced my mom to donate to me to feel better. But she signed me up for Birchbox. And so I get my first shipment, I think, probably tomorrow.
Ooh.
But it's really cool. What did you get?
Well, you choose your preferences. So it's like, I really am interested in nails. I'm not so interested in perfumes. Mm-hmm. And you kind of go through this list.
Okay.
And then they curate, you know, your own little box.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
but,
wow.
Yeah. So I'll let you know. I'll bring it in.
I feel like you should bring it in. You should bring mm-hmm. in your Birchbox.
Show and tell.
Yeah.
Yes.
I like that.
So moving on, we go to Gino rehearsing at Candy Apples.
Mm-hmm.
And he's doing a contemporary piece called Warrior.
He was looking really good in the rehearsal.
You know mm-hmm. what? I've got to say, I think he looked better in the rehearsal than he did in the actual performance.
I think, yeah.
He looked more intense.
He was pretty intense in the rehearsal. I mean, I was pretty impressed with him. He was very fierce.
Yes.
I thought.
Yes. And so then we go back to the Abby Lee rehearsals, and Abby says to Nia, "You are not worth my energy."
Oh, my God.
To which the whiteboard is out.
Yeah.
No longer the phone, and all the moms are just yeah. like,
go make her tick. I could not believe that she said that to her.
Yeah. I was so mad.
Yeah. I mean, what right does she have to say that?
To say it to a child, especially, I mean, don't get me wrong, it's not okay to say to anyone.
Mm-mm.
But to say to a kid, yeah, come on. I mean, you just saw like the wind go right out of me.
Yeah.
I mean, that hurts. I mean, this is. It's hard to think about how you would if you were in that situation,
right?
But I mean, if being out of it, I'd be like, I would never let that happen to my kid.
No, and I mean, every coach. I mean, I think it spans across all sports. Every coach has their angry moments and they lash out, but it's to critique. You don't ever demean the kids.
Yeah.
That's not what sports. It's fun. It's a sport.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I feel like the kids are getting more and more just defeated
yes.
as they're being compared to the other kids instead of working harder, showing up to class, being the first to warm up, always marking it in the back. Mm-hmm. They're just getting more defeated. And the only time I saw them smile throughout the entire episode was with that little powwow that all three of the girls had.
I love that moment.
I did too.
Mm-hmm. I honestly think that it. Hopefully, Dance Moms comes back for another season. But I think they are at a point now where they need to integrate the girls'
lives
more.
Yeah,
because I feel like I was watching Girl Talk. Like, you know, just how, like, when a group of girls get together and mm-hmm. they just, like, talk candidly.
Right.
And they were talking about, oh, the kiss and, like, how she didn't like it and they thought it was gross. And, like, you know, just, like, those moments. And I feel like we better understand them and why they work well together and their relationship. Because I feel like, because the focus is so much on Abby and the moms, I know that it's called Dance Moms, but they're getting older, and I feel like we now want to see more them and their thoughts and what they're doing. Yeah, yeah.
Totally agree.
So I look forward to those moments. They're small. They should be more, but yeah. I look forward to them.
Well, but did you notice Maddie got kind of like defensive?
I did notice in that talk.
I literally wrote in all caps, "Sassy Mama, chill."
Right. They're talking about the solo,
and she's like, "Well, it is my solo."
Yeah. And she rolls her eyes. Yeah. That's uncalled for.
And I didn't really understand it. I don't know if it was like the editing that cut off what the end of Kendall's sentence was. Uh-huh. But I don't understand why Maddie felt she needed to remind them of that in the first place. But I thought Chloe did a good job at diffusing the situation.
Yeah. It was hard to understand what Kendall was mm-hmm. saying. Like, it did cut off, like her sentence trailed off. But all she was saying was, well, it has tricks that kind of pertain to you more. So you're probably going to be the one that ends up doing the solo.
Right.
Yeah.
And then Maddie was like, well, of course I am.
Right. So, after that, they officially introduce the whiteboard,
mm-hmm.
and Abby walks into Maddie's solo rehearsal, which I don't know if you picked up on this, but she called Kendall and Chloe sitting on the ground jokers.
Yeah, I saw that.
It's like, what are these jokers doing?
And,
yeah.
And I thought it was like, okay, the one time that the girls sit down out of like a 10-hour day.
God forbid, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. God forbid they take care right. of themselves and take a little rest.
Right.
I did not like when Chloe was performing the solo that Abby wasn't paying attention at all.
No.
And I know that we've had many of those moments throughout the season. I just find it weird.
That she doesn't pay attention to Chloe?
Yeah.
It's just blatant disrespect, I feel like.
There's something. I don't know. I don't think she dislikes Chloe.
She dislikes Christy, and it goes against Chloe.
But right. It's just like she just, anytime Chloe's doing something, she just doesn't pay attention.
Yeah. No, but for all we know, also that could have been editing. Two sides of the coin.
We've heard.
I'm glad you said it and not me, because apparently I defend Abby a lot. So
I'm not defending Abby, because I think she's psycho, and I think misspoken in a lot of this episode, but
yeah,
I do think it could have also been editing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So then we go back to Candy Apples, and they're talking about the group dance for them, which is the Love Letter, mm-hmm. which is based off of The Fault in Our Stars.
I couldn't understand why she was tap dancing around the name of the movie. It's like some contract thing, like you can't mention, like, you know, whatever.
She just went on and on about why it was the Love Letter and a really hot movie out. And
I was just thinking, like, well, first of all, the movie's already out and probably on DVD. So, like, if anything, you're helping it. Like, you know what I mean?
Is it the love song, love story, love letter? I don't know.
What?
The what?
Movie.
Like, Fault
of Our Stars is the movie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So you didn't
but
see
she
it.
Couldn't. No, I haven't seen it.
I haven't seen it.
She couldn't say it, I guess.
It was just weird. It's like, can you just say the name of the movie?
Yeah. But then Kathy was like, well, we'll have the win of the century if we pull this off. And I just wanted to be like, LOL.
Yeah, that was definitely an LOL moment.
Yeah. So we go back to Maddie's rehearsal. And Melissa points out that it would be a good trio, actually, since they all have the mm-hmm. costumes,
mm-hmm.
which was, I think, was good of Melissa to say, since it was her daughter.
I agree that it would have worked just fine as a trio as well. And I think I would have loved to have seen that. It would have ruined the storyline, though, of the whole mm-hmm. thing that they've already built between Gino and Maddie.
Right.
Right. That's true. Can't ruin the storyline.
Yeah.
Did she, what's your opinion? Did she really think it was going to be a good idea to have a trio, or was she just saying that to be nice, to make herself look better?
Who, Melissa?
Yeah.
See, there are moments where I feel like Melissa's with the moms.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Not very often.
But I feel like any mom, you want your child to succeed.
And if my daughter had the solo, I'm not going to volunteer for two more kids to go into it.
I think because she knew that wasn't ever going to happen, she just was, like, playing nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, finally, Abby notices the sign, and all the kids are mortified. And Chloe, like, mouths to her mom to take it down. Yeah. And Holly is kind of like, well, it's no different. It's just that it's visible now.
Which I liked Holly's logic behind it. She spoke about it. And I just love the way Holly presents stuff.
I do too.
Like, it's not in a negative or bad way, like Christy. It's all about presentation and how you say things. And I think, for me, it's better received when Holly says it because it's just,
black and white. It's not...
She takes a little bit more of the emotion out than the other moms do and just presents the facts.
Yeah.
And the facts are that their daughters are getting, you know, punished, basically, and being compared to this other girl. So she's like, it should be out in the open. She should know exactly how she's treating these girls, but she also should know the ditch that she's digging for herself.
Yeah.
Which I don't think she cares at this point, but...
Yeah. Right, absolutely. So then it goes into that string of negative comments that we talked about a while ago, and we see that there's 11 ticks next to Kendall's name of negativity, and Abby goes up and confronts the moms.
Yeah.
Which I thought that it was, I thought that they were all very on point with what they had to say. Jill said that it was about the inequities for how the girls are being treated. Holly said that, or she points out who's missing on the Abby Lee experience. Mm-hmm. And Abby just says it's about their jealousy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Here's my take. I feel like Abby can present corrections that are needed in a better way. But at this point, we all know that Abby does not do that. You know, she's not going to come up to you and say, sweetie pie, your feet are sickled. You need to fix that. She's going to go, what are you doing? Why do I have to continue telling you this over and over and over and over and over again? Fix it. You know, so by this, at this point, we know that Abby does that. I still feel like Maddie is obviously the favorite, obviously the star in Abby's eyes. But I do feel like you have that person that you look at and think, this is where you should be at this stage.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what thing you're doing, whether it's dance, sports, cheerleading, basketball, whatever, there's that person that always does things the way that the coach or person over that group expects everyone else to be at. So, like, this whole Maddie thing and being the favorite and all this stuff, this is where just Abby wants the girls to be.
But I feel, I totally understand what you're saying, but I feel like in most situations with coaches, when you have an all-star player, you don't need to say it and you don't need to put it in the girls' faces.
Right.
They just understand.
You don't,
and
you don't
to
have
them.
To, like one of the moms said, you don't have to bring the other kids down to pull Maddie up. It should be encouraging them to be just like
Maddie.
Technique-wise and dance-wise and emotion-wise, not be her, but find what she's doing in you, if that makes sense. You know what I mean?
Right.
Find your inner performer. Find, you know, your imperfections and the things that you need to correct, and correct them so that way you can be like not only Maddie, but whoever your favorite singer, dancer, star is. You can be like them and beyond, but be yourself.
Yes.
Well, right. You would just think that, man, good thing you warmed up before that.
I cracked your knuckles and everything. Yeah.
Touch your toes.
Mm-hmm.
You would just think that at this point she would have learned that, you know, that quote that they have, the worst thing that you can do is want different results and keep doing the same thing over and over. Well, you would think that she would come up with a different tactic to get these girls to do what she wanted.
Yeah.
Right.
That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah.
So, moving
Speed
on.
Round.
Yeah. We have 5 minutes left.
Yeah.
Moving on to competition day. We're in New Jersey. Kathy comes on the intercom.
Oh my God. That
ridiculous.
I was dying laughing at that.
Hashtag teen too much.
Sounded like dirty talk to
me. Hashtag have a glass.
Yes.
Hashtag have a seat.
Have a glass.
Have a glass. Have a seat.
Have a seat with that
glass. Do everything. Just leave.
Yeah. Hashtag have mini glasses.
Yes. I feel like Kathy is just too much, and she provokes a lot of stuff when she's around. So
she just had the crankiest, just whiniest. It was classic.
I totally agree. And so we're in the dressing room. Jill asks if the three can do the trio. And Abby obviously says no. and then pulls Kendall aside, or pulls Jill aside, mm-hmm. but not really aside, because all the kids can hear her slamming the other girls, and mm-hmm. Christy, thank God, points that out to Abby.
Yeah.
But
Jill is the only mom that said something about that trio. Jill was the only one that said something there. Like, no other mom backed Jill up and said, yeah, mm-hmm. I agree with that.
Yeah.
Right. Not even Holly.
No.
That's true.
Yeah. So Jill was the only one that said, if the other moms corralled, then...
Right. So moving on, we had Gino's performance, which was intense, but...
It was intense.
Yeah. I thought he was strong. I thought he had great technique. I thought he was a great... male dancer
yeah.
for right. that solo. I thought it went really well for him.
And then we have Maddie's beautiful performance.
Yeah. I feel like I've heard that song.
I have too.
It's pretty.
Yeah.
It was familiar.
She dances beyond her years, that one.
She does. She was great technique-wise. She was great with acting it mm-hmm. out. That emotion and feel. Yeah. I mean, I thought it was just good. Mm-hmm. You know, I've seen better performances, but, you know.
I loved her performance. I feel like whenever she dances, every single move has a purpose. Mm-hmm. Everything. Yes. And it just is so smooth.
Yes. And then we go to the dressing room, where there's a huge showdown between Holly and Abby.
Yes.
To the point where Holly storms out of the room mm-hmm. and gets mad and doesn't want the cameras taping her.
Yeah, I think Holly is probably one of those people where it's like, it's about to get ugly and yeah. I'm not going to allow you guys to show this side. I will not discuss anything unless those cameras are out. And I think the tipping point for her was when... Abby said, she's 12, she can get pregnant and married. And it's like... First of all, I don't know where you live, but I don't know a 12-year-old in the U.S. that gets pregnant.
I feel like that was an extremely racist comment that I felt like she was actually talking about African-American countries more so than...
You know what's funny is that you got offended. I didn't. I didn't even see it like that. I just thought of like a young child. Well, but good for you.
Yeah. Well, from a young child, like, don't be saying like my 12-year-old can have babies and get married in other countries. And you can't tell me that you can't get out of a contract where you're being talked to like that.
I mean,
that is actually like slander and verbal abuse. But I actually did some research and she didn't leave after that episode. So, money.
I love how you guys keep bringing up, I did my research.
Money
and...
talks. Look, everyone, I did my...
Yes. But anyway, so Abby gets beyond mad and she's like, I'm downright finished. Mm-hmm. Walks out of the room. Which, who does that to kids right before a competition?
Pulls their number.
Oh, my gosh.
I was shocked. I was sitting there, and I was like, their number is pulled? Why? And I'm like, you have got to be kidding. Sometimes you have to separate what the moms do versus what their kids do. Why? Because the moms are the adults. Like, point blank and period. Like, in anyone's household, the parents run the show. Yes, Abby runs the show in her studio, but at the same time, it's like, if I'm a kid, I can't tell my mama, like, what she can and can't do.
And it's not fair that she put the punishment on the kids.
Yeah.
So,
because, again, those kids cannot go up to their mom and say, be quiet, don't say anything. Because as soon as any child does that, you'll be waking up the next morning.
And you know what's interesting is Lifetime actually tweeted to the fans asking if they thought it was right or wrong for her to pull it. And 76 people said yes and 872 said no. When I looked.
When you researched it?
Yes.
When you did your research?
I thought that that just said a world about it. About
extremely
the situation.
Inappropriate.
So moving on to the awards.
Well, the apples.
What?
The apples. The candy apples?
Yeah.
They perform. Oh, you're just
trying to speed through.
Yeah. Well, they did good.
Go team.
Okay.
But we go on to the awards, and solo, Gino gets second, Maddie mm-hmm. gets first.
Yeah.
Shock. And then...
The candy apples.
Yeah.
They got fourth. Oh.
Yes. Bless her little heart, even though... But do you really think that Abby pulled it out of punishment, or because she was afraid that they were going to lose?
I say punishment. I don't think she was afraid that they were going to lose.
I don't either.
No.
Yeah.
No. They've always pulled out a win when it came to the candy apples. And look, I mean, although they had a great number, they still got fourth.
Right.
Right.
I think that was her, she wanted to get the point across that she was,
that she was in charge.
She was in charge.
She's
she
in
was
control.
In control.
Yep.
This is her bus. You're riding on it. And you, if you're going to get on the bus, then you're going to do exactly what she says.
Yep.
Exactly.
Yep.
And then we finally go back to the dressing room at the end of the show. And Abby, I think the most prominent thing that she said was that you signed up and you knew what you signed up for, mm-hmm. which is true. If you're going to sign up and you're going to keep coming back to Abby's dance company, then don't complain because you know how she is year after year.
It's true.
Yeah. Yeah, it is true. Everything has a price. And these, I think I said this before, but these girls have, you know, wonderful brands and a great place to catapult from, but they paid the price and they have gotten their self-confidence tarnished and horrible things said to them, but apparently they're still willing to keep paying the price because
exactly.
they keep coming back. But it's easier to just sign and say, yeah, I'm going to sign up for this before you're actually like emotionally invested with this crazy lady yelling at you constantly.
Right.
In a room with no windows.
Yeah. So right. I don't know. I felt like make a change in your life. If you're not happy with how Abby's treating your kid, then leave. You don't have to stay on Dance Moms. They can reach stardom other ways.
I know, but it's money. They're getting money for college and money for houses. And
but there's academic scholarships. I mean, you know?
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know how much. No, I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Money, money, money.
Money,
money, talks.
Money. All right, so let's move on to news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
So one thing before we get into Dance Mom stuff, everyone keeps asking where Francisco is. We don't know. And at this point, he may not be returning, seeing as how we only have a couple more weeks left.
Yeah, I think we have, what, 3 weeks
three.
Left?
Yeah. So, yeah.
There's
kudos
your answer, guys.
To Francisco for all the stuff that he's been doing. He's been busy with, like, So You Think You Can Dance stuff, and you guys can see that on AfterBuzzTV.com or on their YouTube channel, AfterBuzzTV. But that's where Francisco is. He's doing stuff. So yeah. That's why he's not here. And mm-hmm. I think at this point, it's safe to probably say
he's not.
He may not be coming back. Watch, I get a tweet. Any other Dance Moms news?
I don't have any. Abby's gonna be on E! Tomorrow.
Yes.
I forgot about that. Yeah, she's gonna
on
do...
On E! News.
Yes, on E! News. She's promoting the Rescue.
Abby's
her
Rescue.
Other show. Yes.
Abby's, yeah, that starts
yes.
next week.
Right.
Yes.
So she'll be on E! Tomorrow doing an in-studio interview.
Yes. So make sure you guys check that out.
Yeah.
And also, Chloe's Miracle Marathon starts September 16th through October 12th. So it's benefiting Children's Miracle Network. So it's 27 days your way, 1 mile a day. For Children's Miracle Network hospitals.
Very nice.
On her Facebook for more info and to sign up.
All right.
Let's go to predictions.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Such a spooky theme.
What's your prediction?
More drama.
Yes.
More yeah. Drama. Well, Kathy's back, so... Of course, maybe she'll go over an intercom again. Who knows? But, I mean, that there was, like, a really goofy theatrical performance we see. And the moms are kind of mad about it.
My DVR cut off.
Oh. Mine does, too.
Mine, too. But I found it on the Lifetime website.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
I was like, it always cuts off.
It mine doesn't
yeah.
usually, but it cut
Dear
off.
Dear Lifetime, expand that DVR setting.
Please. I don't think it's Lifetime.
It's somebody. Time Warner, whoever you got. All right.
All right. Well, that's all we've got for this week. Candace, where can we find you?
Hello, y'all. You can find... That sounded country, but I am from Missouri. you can find me on Twitter at Candace underscore Camacho, Instagram at Candace Camacho, or you could check out my YouTube series, New Mom, New Wife, New Life.
You guys know where to find me on all social media platforms at Lounging with Tony, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and also my website, loungingwithtony.com, and also on YouTube, Lounging with Tony.
And you can find me on my website, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Lexi Hamisfar. And starting next week, I'll finally be launching my YouTube channel, N5TV.
Woo!
Yay!
For all of your news and entertainment news in under 5 minutes on the go.
Very nice.
Quick news.
Yay.
Thanks for sticking around, guys.
Thank you. And thank you, Nick, in the booth.
Yay. Yes, thank you, Nick.
If you guys can see Nick, he is stressed out. His hair
is like
he gave himself a Brazilian blowout.
Yeah, lots
himself.
Of volume.
It's sexy.
Yeah. I agree to the sexy part, apparently. All right, well, Have fun. We'll see you next week.
Bye, guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.